No, I'm not for sale.
You are Locked On Colts, your daily Indianapolis Colts podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Colts, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Matt Dainley. And I hope you guys who followed the show last night appreciate the fact that four lucky winners got the draft guides heading into the NFL draft here, only 9 days away. It's getting exciting for every team, especially our Colts. And I'll tell you what, I've started this draft that I told you guys I was going to do, this mock draft. I've got 30 different people mocking for different teams. It's exciting, and we're going to kick it off tonight with the first eight picks from the Locked On Colts Locked On Mock Draft. So buckle your seatbelts. It gets crazy, fellas. So we're all well on our way. What we're going to do tonight is we're going to go through those first eight picks. I'm going to introduce everybody to you, let them kind of explain themselves and tell you guys why they want to pick who they want to pick. And then tomorrow's show, we're going to have Jake Arthur on again. You know, we're going to have that on weekly. We're going to have Bar Talk with Jake. And then we'll round out the rest of the draft over the next several days. So probably do eight picks per show when we do it. And hope you guys enjoy it. It's exciting to me to get people on this because, like I said, this is different people with different mindsets. Everybody's got a different rationale for their pick. And you know, it's exciting. It's fun to go through this because this isn't some article you're reading where one guy picks everybody's teams. These guys are either fans of the team or they're smart enough to represent that team and understand their needs and their priorities and are able to pick intelligently for them. You know, we may not agree with the pick, but the picks are spot on as far as I'm concerned. It's kind of crazy. I don't know how much of this I would do, but you know, like I said, it's its own little animal. So why don't you guys sit back, relax, and we'll kick off this mock draft right now. And as of right now, the Cleveland Browns are on the clock. And with the initial pick representing the Cleveland Browns in the 2017 Locked On Mock, we've got Stuart Tomlin. Stuart, what is going on?
Hi, how you doing, mate?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for taking part in this. And look at you. You get the Cleveland Browns to try to fix all their woes.
I think that's the first time anyone's ever said, lucky you, when referring to the Cleveland Browns, eh?
Yeah, I would assume so. So you guys can catch him at STVS The World on Twitter. Stuart, what do you got? What do you got for us, man?
Well, this is basically, it's a gimme pick, isn't it? I mean, yeah. The Browns have been discussing taking a quarterback with the first pick, which I think would be a massive mistake. Myles Garrett, let's face it, is the consensus number one pick. And let's be honest, there's no doubt about it. He's going to be the first off the board. So with the first overall pick, the Cleveland Browns select Myles Garrett, defensive end, Texas A&M.
Fantastic. And you know what? You're right, because there's just nobody else this could be. This is far and away the consensus number one pick. Nobody's going to go outside of this. I tell you what, if the Browns are going to brown and end up doing some quarterback stupidity here at number one, they honestly deserve to lose their franchise.
Oh, God, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Tell you what, Vontae Mack, no matter what, eh?
That's right. There you go. Well, we're going to hear again from Stuart here at the number 12 overall pick with the Browns as well a little bit later on in the mock. But, Stuart, is there anything you want to plug for yourself or anything tonight, my guy?
Absolutely. I've got a, it's a short-running podcast. Go for it on 4th. Me and my buddy Kyle, who's a Giants fan, we've not really been able to do much of it because of it being the off-season and me being in a separate city from him at the moment, but we're going to try and do a bit more over the course of the season. So that's at twitter.com/goforitonfourth.
Yeah, very cool, man. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again a little bit later on in the mock, my guy.
No problem.
And now the San Francisco 49ers are on the clock. All right, and as we expected, Myles Garrett is off the board at the number one overall pick to the Cleveland Browns. And representing now the San Francisco 49ers, we've got Doug Moore. Doug, what is going on?
Not much, Matt. How are you?
Good. You can catch Doug on Twitter at DMoreNFL. So, Doug, you got one guy off the board. You got pretty much the pick of the litter for the rest of the board. What are you thinking here for the San Francisco 49ers?
I mean, you look at this roster, and there's a ton of holes. You know, John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, they have their work cut out for them. And, you know, this is a very deep draft in a lot of positions, especially some that they need help in. So there's a lot of ways you can go with it. I mean, you could look at their defense. You could look at their front seven. They need some linebacking help, especially with Navarro Bowman being their best guy, and he dealt with some injuries. They did add DeForest Buckner last year on the defensive line, but they still need more help. And then you look at the secondary, and their secondary, really, they just lost their best player, I think, arguably, with Tremaine Brock, mm-hmm. after he got arrested for domestic violence. It's just, there's so many easy, that's just defense. You know, their offensive line, their skill players, quarterback, offensive line, they need so much help. So they got to start somewhere, though.
There's a ton of defensive help here. And I mean, some of these offensive guys, I mean, you can make the pick that really, or you can make the argument really that there's really not a lot of offensive guys here that are worthy of the number two overall.
No. I mean, I'll be the first to say I'm not taking a quarterback here. And there's a couple of reasons. One, like you said, there's just not a lot of guys. I don't think, from what I've looked at these quarterbacks, I don't know if there's someone worth spending more than a late first on, mm-hmm. let alone a top five pick, a top three pick. But you look at this offensive line class, not strong in a lot of aspects, at least depth-wise. There are some guys, but they got some question marks, whether it's Garrett Bowles with his age, whether it's the guy from Wisconsin, Ryan, I can't pronounce his last name.
Ramczyk.
But he's Ramczyk, thank you,
yep.
With his hips. Cam Robinson off-field, and still some questions of where he's going to fit on offensive line. But, you know, and then you also look at the wide receivers, too. Very good wide receivers. I think at the top of the class, Corey Davis and Mike Williams. But I don't know if one of them is worth a top three pick. And then also the running back class, very good. But, again, they have a guy there, not necessarily the best option. But, again, it's hard to justify, even after what the Cowboys did last year,
mm-hmm.
taking Elliott number four overall. It's really hard to justify taking a running back this high up just because – it's very deep. I don't know there is as good a prospect in this class, though, as Zeke Elliott. So that's just my sort of take on it. But, yeah, there's not a lot. It's very loaded on the defensive side, at least top-heavy, but that's probably where I'm going to head with this pick right now, at least.
All right. What do you got? We're rubbing our hands together.
So I was thinking about this. I was down to a couple guys here. You know, I'll mention by saying I think – Solomon Thomas has really risen up the boards. I think he's really worth a top five pick just because when you look at it compared to last year's class, I don't think there is much depth at the top end of the class
mm-hmm.
when it comes to defensive line help or even front seven help, especially with the linebacker class. But with Tremaine Brock's with his release because of what happened and the fact that they already needed secondary help, I had to go with a cornerback here, and I think that there's a lot of good cornerback pieces in this draft, secondary pieces in general. But for me, I'm going to go with the guy I think is the clear-cut number one. That's Marshawn Lattimore out of Ohio State.
Well, I love that pick. That's nice. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of guys there, like you said, that are going to be worthy of that pick. But Marshawn Lattimore definitely has got one of the biggest upsides in this class. That's interesting, so... number two is now off the board. Marshawn Lattimore is now headed to the San Francisco 49ers in our mock draft. Doug, thanks for jumping in here. Anything you want to plug real quick, man?
I would just plug it. It's funny enough, I'm drafting for the 49ers. I had asked you about it if I could draft for the for the Patriots before. I forgot this is only a first-round mock.
Mm-hmm.
I just started a new Patriots podcast. It's called The Locker Room Guys. For anybody who doesn't know the reference, go check out Jimmy Kimmel. You'll understand a little bit afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a new podcast that myself and Lee Schechter have done. It's on SoundCloud right now. We just recorded our first episode. We're still working on getting it on iTunes, but we got a new episode coming up this week. So that's probably the one big thing I'd plug is the new podcast I have going on.
Right on. Well, thanks for doing this, man. We appreciate it. And now the Chicago Bears are on the clock. And now to give us the pick for the Chicago Bears, we've got Jason Spears repping the team. Jason, what's going on?
What's up, Matt? How you doing, my man?
I'm great, dude. I'm great. So we got a nice little bit of excitement here. We got Garrett off the board. We expected at number one overall to the Browns, and now we got Marshawn Lattimore off the board, number two to the 49ers. What are we thinking here for the Bears?
Well, I'm thinking safety or defensive end I'm thinking Solomon Thomas or Jamal Adams here.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you think has a bigger upside then?
I love Jamal Adams.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. He's a big time player. He's a hard worker. He's a really good communicator. He can cover slot wide receivers, tight ends, tremendous field speed, covers flat routes or closes on flat routes and screens with corner like speed. So I think I'm leaning towards Adams because they really don't have much in the back end there. They need a quarterback. This guy is a natural leader. He really does everything well. There's not a whole lot you can nitpick with him. They really don't have much. Adrian Amos, and I think they signed Quentin Demps, so they don't really have much in the on the back end as far as safeties. And I think this guy is I love him. I think he's a can't-miss guy. I think he's going to be a big-time player, Pro Bowl player, and I think that's who I'm going to go with.
I'm going to go ahead and go with Jamal Adams. That's nice. I mean, like you said, Solomon Thomas has a lot of upside too, I think, and I think that he's going to be a top-10 pick in here as we get going for sure. He's definitely a guy that has a ton of mobility or versatility along that line. He's exciting, but you need a guy over the top that can kind of do it all. And with a couple of really good safeties in this draft, like Malik Hooker or whatever, he's been typically the guy who's kind of gone a little bit higher than Jamal Adams. But these two are virtually interchangeable, I think, at this point in the draft. It's so high; they're both going to be a top five, top six pick, in my opinion. But I definitely think that Jamal Adams is a fantastic pick.
Thanks, man. It was tough between Hooker and Adams for me. I just think Adams is going to be a little bit better player, but that's just my opinion. It'll be interesting to see what the Bears do if indeed something crazy happens at the two.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be an interesting pick to say the least. San Francisco really could change a lot of things.
Absolutely. You guys can catch Jason on Twitter at JasonSpears_301. Jason, is there anything you want to plug, man?
Me and a couple of my buddies have a podcast called For the Culture. We do YouTube clips right now. We're going to come out. The podcast will start in September when the games start. And you can find us on YouTube www.youtube.com/ForTheCulture.
Sounds great. Thanks, man, for taking this pick. Appreciate you stopping by tonight and taking part in this.
Thanks, brother. I love what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. And now the Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock with the number four overall pick. Now we're on the line with Xavier Hamilton. He is sitting here at the number four overall pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars. You can catch him on Twitter at @X_murderer10. What is going on, Xavier?
Nothing much.
So what do you think
of yourself?
I'm doing great, man. This is exciting. I'm loving this real time draft over the lines here. So we got Jacksonville up here, and we got Myles Garrett off number one, Marshawn Lattimore number two to the Niners, and Jamal Adams, the safety from LSU to the Bears at number three. What are you thinking for the Jaguars here?
I would have to say the Solomon Thomas.
No second thoughts, huh?
No, just I thought Solomon Thomas would be gone at this point, and I thought maybe Malik Hooker, because, you know, in the AFC South, you have to stop Andrew Luck and Mariota, but with Solomon Thomas there, that adds a pass rusher to get after those two quarterbacks. So, and I feel like that he'd have a bigger impact than Malik Hooker would for them.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you got a guy like Solomon Thomas who's pretty versatile along the offensive line, and the Bears almost took him with Jason. Jason almost snagged him up, but he decided to go with Jamal Adams instead. But, you know, you got a guy who's a natural three tech. He can step out and, you know, rush the edge a little bit there. And a guy who's going to be really helpful in sub-package play and stuff like that. I think that's a fantastic pick for the Jaguars, even as much work as they've done up along the line. So that's a great pick, dude.
Yeah.
All right, man. I appreciate you taking it. Now the Jacksonville Jaguars have taken Solomon Thomas at the number 4 overall pick. We now have the Tennessee Titans on the clock. And now we're sitting at the number 5 overall pick with the Tennessee Titans with Jay Paglucci. And you can catch him on Twitter at TitansMM8J. What is going on, my guy?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Ready to do this.
All right, man. So we got an interesting setup so far. I mean, some, you know, a lot of these guys are top 5, top 10 picks, but we've got Myles Garrett, the consensus number 1 overall. He went number 1 to the Browns. Marshawn Lattimore went number 2 to the Niners. Jamal Adams, 3 to the Bears. Solomon Thomas went 4 to the Jaguars, and now we're sitting with you guys at the number 5 overall pick. What are you thinking for the Titans here?
Yes, sir. Whoever picked number 3 for the Bears, excellent pick, taking Jamal Adams. That was my guy. I'll be upset if he isn't there. But I do have, you know, a need for the Titans. Cornerback is a big need. With Lattimore gone, I really don't see anybody that jumps in there and says all pro to me.
Mm-hmm.
The second position that I can see taking at number 5 would be wide receiver. I love Corey Davis out of Western Michigan. That would be the pick for me for the Titans at number 5.
Mm-hmm.
6'3 wide receiver. I could see him jumping right in. Right now they have Rashard Matthews as their number 1, and then Harry Douglas behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Davis will jump right in to be a number 1, and I think he'll be an all-pro year 1.
Boom. That's nice. That's a big help for Mariota and fam. I mean, you guys have, you know, struggled to get that deep ball going. A lot of guys on those crossing routes, you know, are nice, but you guys have to be able to have a guy to take the top off the defense too. Not only that, but you've got a guy with great run after the catch ability in Corey Davis if this is the pick. I mean, fantastic pick. So far, I mean, we're only in the top 5, but we kind of expected fantastic picks so far, but I love the way this is shaking out so far. Excellent pick with Corey Davis there for the Titans, my guy.
Thank you, sir.
So is there anything you want to plug or anything tonight, anything you're working on you want to tell people about?
No, not really. You can just follow me if you're a Titans fan or just a football fan in general.
Sounds great. So now we got Corey Davis going to the Tennessee Titans at number 5 overall, and we're going to sit here with the Jets at number 6, and they are on the clock. And making that pick for the New York Jets, we got John Buchko making that from. He is the Locked On Jets host, and you guys can catch him on gangrenenation.com. John, what's going on, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, this thing is looking pretty interesting so far. We got Myles Garrett come off the board at number 1 to the Browns. Marshawn Lattimore, 2 to the Niners. Jamal Adams went 3 to the Bears. Solomon Thomas, 4 to the Jaguars. And Corey Davis went 5th to the Titans. So the Jets have got a ton of needs. What's one of the top couple needs there in your book?
Well, it's like you said, the Jets have a lot of needs. And I think really you could argue almost anything except defensive line is a need from them. So I'm not viewing need from the positional perspective. I'm viewing need from the standpoint that A, this team needs high end players. That's the top need the team has. And the second need that I think the team has is an identity on offense. They need, you know, some sort of game breaking player they can build their offense around.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what's factoring into my decision making.
So you've got quarterbacks, you know, but quarterback doesn't seem to be the guy that you think or the position you're thinking about here on offense.
No, I mean, quarterback is always the top need. I just don't think that there are any players available to justify that flaw. This is probably the weakest quarterback class since 2013. Probably the last time the Jets were really thinking about going quarterback early. And of course, that year they took Geno Smith. So I think later on in the draft, depending on who falls, quarterback may be a consideration. I think it's definitely something the Jets need to look into. I just don't think that player is available at this slot.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that quarterback will be wise right now. They've got other needs, maybe at corner. You know, everybody needs pass rushers, and they've got a lot to do up front as well. So what are you thinking here? You've heard who's off the board right now. Who's your guy at number 6?
I think we're going to go with Leonard Fournette. For a couple of reasons. The first reason is, as I mentioned, they need a guy. They need an identity on offense, and a guy like Fournette can give you that type of identity. He's the type of guy you can give the ball to, you know, how many times a game, and you can base your offense around him. He's the type of guy who can carry the load. As I mentioned, this is you always need to hit on first-round picks, but the Jets really can't afford to miss this pick because the Jets just have a dearth of talent on their roster. And this is a guy who's pretty easy to project. There's no such thing as a player, as a can't-miss player, but this is a guy who, if he stays healthy, it's difficult to see how this guy does not become a difference maker at the running back position. And the Jets are also have a new offensive coordinator, and we don't really know exactly what the scheme's going to look like, but there's been some rumbling that Todd Bowles wants to go to a power run attack.
Hmm.
The new offensive coordinator, John Morton, he's an old protege of Jim Harbaugh, so you think that they're probably heading to more of a power gap style running system. They brought in a lot of fullbacks. It sounds like the fullback's going to be a part of the offense next year. So I think Fournette's a guy who really fits what they're looking to do on offense from that standpoint.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. Not to mention, I mean, you know, like you said, quarterback is an issue. But, you know, Fournette, when he's not carrying the ball, he's a heck of a pass blocker as well. He's going to help a lot in that regard. I mean, so you've got basic – I think he's a little more well-rounded than people are giving him credit for. I think he's probably more than a serviceable pass catcher out of the backfield, and he can do everything in between and outside of the tackles that you want, too. I think that's a fantastic pick for you guys.
Yeah, and the other thing is when you can run the ball effectively, it makes everybody around you better. It makes everybody's job easier. It makes that quarterback's job easier when you eventually get him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. So, well, now we got Leonard Fournette off the board at number 6 to the Jets, and now the San Diego Chargers are on the clock. And making that pick for the Los Angeles Chargers, not the San Diego Chargers, is Lou Guarini. Lou, what is going on?
How you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for taking part in this. And, you know, we've got, you know, anybody who knows the Chargers and knows where they're at here in this draft order knows that they're set to get themselves a playmaker or to get themselves a stalwart in some way, shape, or form. Only Myles Garrett, Marshawn Lattimore, Jamal Adams, Solomon Thomas, Corey Davis, and Leonard Fournette thus far are off the board. It's still an exciting point in the draft here, you know, where we're looking to see who's coming off the board next. So for the new L.A. Chargers, what are you thinking here? What are their needs? What are you thinking that they should go grab at this point?
All right, well, I'm a little bummed out because I thought Myles Garrett was going to slip to us at 7. Now, all kidding aside, listen, I understand what all the draft pundits are saying. The Chargers are going to a 4-3, you know, 4-3 defense, and they need that Ed Reed type or Earl Thomas type of safety, and Malik Hooker is on the board.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't think that's the right pick. To be honest with you, this is a deep safety class. They can get a lot of good safety, such as Buda Baker in the second, Marcus Williams in the third, or even Kedrick Thompson in the fourth round. So I think that the value is not there. And I personally believe in the first top 10 picks, you need to either get a quarterback, an edge rusher, or a wide receiver. And with that being said, at the seventh pick, the Los Angeles Chargers are going to be taking Jonathan Allen, defensive end, defensive lineman from Alabama.
I like that. That's a good pick. That's not something that I perceived to be coming off the board this quickly, to be honest with you. I thought that, you know, don't get me wrong, the talent is there for sure. I just wasn't sure how, you know, how much people would want to kind of treat that with kid gloves there. But, man, you're getting a super talent out of that guy, and he's a guy that's going to help your front line out for years. I mean, you know, perceived with that kind of a talent, you just hope that everything else kind of falls in place.
Yeah, I understand the concerns. You got the shoulder injuries. You also got the concerns that he could be a possible, he could be like a tweener and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And how good is he really? You know, I understand, like, you know, he was loaded with the Alabama talent on that defense. But that being said, my approach here is to do what the Dallas Cowboys did with their offensive line. Continue building on a strength. And, you know, the Chargers drafted last year, Joey Bosa. They had Melvin Ingram. I just think adding Allen, another dynamic, you know, pass rusher,
mm-hmm.
would really, you know, fortify that defensive line. And then they can address the safety position later on in the draft.
I totally agree with you. I think that's a phenomenal pick. That's a scary front seven with Allen up there in front with them. Man, that's crazy. That's a heck of a group right there, man. That's a good pick there. I appreciate that. You guys can catch Lou on Twitter at Lou Guarini at LuGerini. Lou, is there anything else you want to plug tonight, man?
Yeah, for all my followers, just you can catch all my articles for Bolt Beat That's part of the fan side of the family. And also Bolts from the Blue as well. That's part of the SB Nation family. We do a lot of great work there, and we cover the Chargers in detail. Different points of view than you normally read from the other, you know, quote-unquote experts. So Definitely check us out there.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for taking part in this, man. It's a fantastic pick. I appreciate you doing this.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Thanks.
Absolutely. And now the Carolina Panthers are on the clock. And making that pick for the Carolina Panthers, we've got Travis Fox. You guys can catch him on Twitter at TweetlessTravis. Travis, what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So we got an interesting setup here. What are you thinking here for the Panthers in round one?
So I'm thinking for the Panthers, at the end of last season, Ron Rivière kept saying about evolving the offense. The defense is incredible. And I wish Adams was still on the board because I'd love to have Adams.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking with eight, Dave Gettleman is going to go. It's down between three players. It's Reuben Foster, it's Christian McCaffrey, or it's O.J. Howard.
Interesting.
O.J. would be a great backup behind Greg. I think Luke Kuechly and Reuben Foster could control the middle for the next 10 years for the Panthers. However, because he is filling so many voids, I think with the eighth selection in the draft, the Carolina Panthers are going to take Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
He fills an immediate void. He's a three-down running back, which they don't have. You know, Jonathan Stewart, yes, they just gave him an extension, but he's been back and forth with injuries. And he's been a Panther forever, so obviously he's going to play. They lost Tolbert as their third down back, and I don't think Fozzie Whitaker or Cameron Artis Payne are good enough, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
McCaffrey, you could plug him in, and if Stewart's back at running back, you could put McCaffrey in the slot since they just lost Ted Ginn. And I think McCaffrey's faster than any outside linebacker in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Besides maybe Ryan Shazier with the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, not to mention, he also can return kicks and punts. So I think McCaffrey has eight, would evolve that offense like Ron Rivière wants. Riverboat Ron knows what he wants, and Dave Gettleman is known for taking the best player available.
Man.
And I think for this offense, I'm thinking Christian McCaffrey would be the pick.
Man, that's a fantastic pick. That dude can do everything, like you said.
Everything.
You set it out perfect. I mean, he can literally do everything in the slot, in the backfield, catch passes. I mean, he's going to be a little better between the tackles, I think, than most people are going to give him credit for. You guys are getting an all-around back right there and a guy that can return kicks and stuff, too. I mean, that's a fantastic pick, man. So we got McCaffrey off the board now at number eight to the Carolina Panthers. Travis, is there anything you want to plug tonight, man?
Well, originally from Indianapolis, I'm a huge Colts fan, obviously. But now that we live down here in South Carolina, we are members of the Roaring Riot. So Let's go Panthers.
Hey, there you go. Doing it by region. So thanks for the pick, man. I appreciate it. It was a good time.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And now the Cincinnati Bengals are on the clock. Thank you guys for tuning into this. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun for me. We got these first eight picks now in the books. And we'll start 9 and go through 16 on the next edition of the Locked On Colts Locked On Mock Draft. Thank you guys for joining me, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow right here on Locked On Colts.
You are Locked On Colts, your daily podcast on the Indianapolis Colts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.